this is your Polycast for Monday, January 9th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, another Democrat launches a campaign for governor and preparing for next year's Super Bowl. State Auditor Rebecca Otto said today she'll run for Minnesota governor next year. Brian Baxt has more.
Otto is midway through her third term as auditor. She hopes to succeed fellow DFLer Mark Dayton, who isn't seeking another term in 2018. Otto says she'll begin a listening tour that will take her around the state to find out what Minnesota residents want their next governor to do. She was first elected to her statewide post in 2006 after serving in the Minnesota House. Otto was in the middle of a legal fight over a law that would give counties more power to use private auditors instead of her office for financial reviews. That case is before the Court of Appeals after a lower court ruled against her. She joins State Representative Aaron Murphy and St. Paul Mayor Chris Coleman in the race. Brian Baxt, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Legislation to move Minnesota toward compliance with the federal Real ID law gets its first committee hearing this week. Tim Pugmire reports.
The House Civil Law and Data Practices Committee will hold a hearing Tuesday on a revised version of the Real ID bill left unresolved last session. Minnesota is one of the few states still not ready for Real ID enforcement at airports. Republican Representative Dennis Smith of Maple Grove says his bill allows an option for people concerned about federal data collection.
If you want to not be compliant with the federal ID, you can still use the same license that you have today. So consumers are going to have a choice, so it's consumer-friendly in that regard.
House Speaker Kurt Dowd pledged last week to pass a Real ID bill this month. Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka said he expects a bill to pass, but he did not say when. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
Jury selection is scheduled to begin this morning in the trial of a 24-year-old Lakeville man accused of shooting and wounding five protesters outside a Minneapolis police station in 2015. Brant Williams has the story.
Prosecutors say Alan Scarsella fired eight shots into a group of people demonstrating against the fatal police shooting of Jamar Clark. Prosecutors say Scarsella, who is white, harbored negative feelings about African Americans. All five of the victims are black. Scarsella has pleaded not guilty to seven felonies, including the alleged first-degree assault of Tevin King. King's mother, Lakeela, says despite extensive medical treatment, her son still has a bullet in his body.
They had to do like three surgeries, and then he had to go back for like a couple of more surgeries.
Three other men charged in connection with the shooting are awaiting trial. Brant Williams, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
The NFL playoffs got underway over the weekend with four wildcard games almost a month before the Super Bowl in February. But the people preparing for next year's game are gearing up too, getting ready to head to Super Bowl 51 with an eye for what they can learn when the game is played in U.S. Bank Stadium next year. Tim Nelson has the story.
For hundreds of people in Minnesota, Super Bowl season didn't start over the holidays as the NFL regular season wound down. It dates back to the spring of 2014, when the league picked Minneapolis to host a game 4 years away. It's now just 13 months off, but organizers are hitting the road one more time before the game comes to Minneapolis.
The host committee is heading down to Houston, going to spend 10 days down there taking in all that they have to offer.
That's Super Bowl committee Vice President Andrea Macros, one of several dozen going to take in this year's championship. She says their biggest job will be figuring out how to make Minnesota stand out from other hosts in spite of its wintry reputation. Think snowmobiling or ice fishing, she says.
We're looking forward to playing into what's different about Minnesota from Houston. You know, certainly the climate is going to be one of those things, and really embracing those outdoor and winter activities. So offering something different that the folks that attend the Super Bowl don't normally get to see.
They'll also get the official handoff next month in the form of a ceremonial football as they formally start their turn as hosts for the game. But there's plenty going on here in the Twin Cities as well. The region already set aside more than 19,000 hotel rooms for people coming to the game. This winter, organizers are rounding up restaurant and event space. Dan McElroy is CEO of Hospitality Minnesota, the state's restaurant and lodging trade group.
That's the most active thing right now is meeting space and deciding if they want to commit meeting space to the Super Bowl committee, and most do. Others will start talking about other promotions that they will do for the general public. For most of our restaurants, from after holiday party season until it starts to warm up, those aren't our busiest times of the year. So it's ideal to have more business in late January, early February.
And they're looking for a big surge in business.
We would hope that the fans that want to make a party out of seeing the Super Bowl will fill our restaurants and bars and venues, not just on the day of the game, but also for a few days before. You know, anytime you bring whatever the number's going to be, 60, 80, 100,000 people or more, that's good.
And there may be problems, of course. The state's Lodging Association is already putting together a training program to help hotel staff spot and hopefully thwart prostitution and human trafficking associated with the Super Bowl. Minneapolis police are also sending a handful of officers to Houston, just as they did to San Francisco last year, to watch security preparations. Commander Scott Gerlich is leading the Super Bowl security effort. He says it won't be anything like the last Super Bowl Minnesota hosted at the Metrodome in 1992 or even the Republican National Convention in 2008.
Security was primarily focused on those hard targets, things like stadiums, convention centers, and certainly those are a top priority for security and protection during an event like the Super Bowl. But we also have to consider and have measures in place for things like soft targets, places where large amounts of people and vehicles and crowds will be gathering, and take that into consideration more so than ever before.
Incidents like the truck attacks in France and Germany and the Orlando nightclub shooting last year have vastly widened the scope of potential threats, Gerlicher says. And for some heading for Houston this month, it's familiar territory. Patrick Talty is U.S. Bank Stadium's general manager. He was the assistant general manager at University of Phoenix Stadium for the 2008 Super Bowl.
You know, you look at the little small things to see what it is, you know, you could pick up. How is the wiring working, and is there a better way to clean something up when they're working?
And he'll be watching for how much of that can be applied to the next big event headed to Minneapolis after the Super Bowl, the 2019 Final Four. Tim Nelson, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.